Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. One of the things that tends to happen around rep upgrade time is that I log a lot of coaching hours going through all the tools, headshot, resume, footage, web presence, and of course, prepping for the outreach, cover letter, bio, targeted approach, highlighting how great a fit y'all are, and ultimately the meeting itself. Brand prov, baby, rock that meeting like a mofo. And one of the things that seems to remain a constant for some folks is this inability to upgrade some of the elements that could make a difference. Meaning, I have a client who is totally ready for next tier rep, and we'll start the process of targeting months in advance, mapping out everything that needs to happen alongside this awesome self-management for actors data mining that's going on. And then we get to our session that's timed to happen right about meeting season. I excitedly say, "So, show me your updated footage or website or headshots or bio or whatever, take your pick." Crickets chirp. Oh, here come the excuses for why whatever it is that we agree needs updating in order to be next tier bait for the buyers didn't get upgraded in time for meeting season. And then we decide whether we're looking at pushing this approach to next drop season into meeting season, or if we're going to readjust the goals to a little lower tier target level, or if we'll plow ahead with not great tools to these hell yes rep targets and hope for the best. Ugh, ugh. None of these options feel great, right? Well, here's my theory on what's actually happening with this. At the core of the "I can't get around to improving my fill in the blank" is the secret question no one ever wants to ask out loud. What if I suck? No one wants to ask the question, "What if I suck?" because, well, the answer could be a really crappy one to hear. But look what's crappier. Maintaining crappy conditions that keep you working and living below your destined tier so that you never have to face that tough question. This keeps you fixing non-problems, by the way. Let's break it down. Say you suck. Okay, great. Suck you do. Woohoo! If you suck, you can have the best possible headshots, the most perfectly formatted resume, a cover letter to swoon over, a web presence that makes others jealous, a demo reel you cannot wait to show off, and a bio that rocks, and still not book, still not get a next tier agent, still fail. But then you have everything going for you and still fail, which means you get to focus on the actual problem instead of a bunch of non-problems. It means you get to train more. You get to just get better. It means you've got craft muscles to build so you can back up all the good things that come from having stellar tools. Okay, so let's scrap that direction since we know where it leads and we know what to do about it, and let's go with what if you don't suck? Hey, you don't suck! Hooray! That means you're keeping around subpar tools so you have something to blame for not making it. You keep around crappy footage. You refuse to pull down off-brand years-old headshots from your casting profiles. You resist upgrading your bio so it's totally on brand and focused on where you're headed. Whatever. So you can point at that thing as the reason you didn't land the gig, didn't get signed with the hell yes rep you targeted, didn't move on to the next tier. That means the thing you resisted upgrading because it protected you from the question, "What if I suck?" is actually keeping you tethered to a lower tier because of what you really fear, the super secret question no one ever dares whisper, and oh my God, I'm going to put it right out there in the world for everyone to hear. What if I don't suck? Everything is in perfect shape. I have all of this branding stuff right. My agent is hell yes level rock star to the extreme. All stars are aligned. And I still don't make it. Ugh. Let's call this unrealized potential. Now, here's where slick marketing jagoffs become bajillionaires and I don't. I have nothing to sell for you to fix this. They will tell you the thing they have will fix everything. It won't. They're lying. Because the truth is, unrealized potential is totally possible. It's absolutely possible that you could get everything right and still fail. But here's where I think that's awesome. It means you did everything you could, then failed, and can move on or decide to stay dug in for the lifetime of trying, because who knows if what failed today will keep failing tomorrow, right? I don't know about you. I'd rather fail having first lined up everything in my favor than fail because I half-assed something. Because this way, when I fail, and we all do fail at something, at some point in life, yes, all of us, even me, I can take that data and analyze it like I'm an engineer at NASA. I'm not going to stop trying to improve the space program with each new launch. On the contrary, my job is to improve upon every failed launch, specifically to advance incrementally. In case you're not seeing the parallel, it's pretty much what you're doing when you're not too scared to open that black box. And the black box here is that crappy footage you refuse to improve, the shoddy website you won't update, the old headshots you still keep around, the fill-in-the-blank whatever that keeps you not yet ready to really go for that next-tier hell yes rep you've been targeting. What can you fix so that you're giving yourself every opportunity to fail well or to succeed epically? No more excuses. Let's leap. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!